Right, we were talking about Travis Kelce's comments about Sam LaPorta. Just lots of praise for him. Says he's an effing beast. And what a year he had last year, and expects great things from him in the future. So we were asking, you know, who's going to get the praise next year around this time? Who's going to be the guy that gets all the love? And we've got a lot of texts coming in. I said Aiden Hutchinson. Kang said Jahmyr Gibbs. Some texts coming in. Jameson Williams, with eyes on Amon-Ra, I think he could have a 1,000-yard season. That's Roger eating a Whopper. Way to go, Roger. 1,000-yard season. Okay, I'll take it. I don't know if he's going to get there, but I think that he's going to be used a lot more this year, and he's going to have to step up his game. Hey, Gator, I really think Matthew Betts is going to be a big surprise this year. The Lions had their eye on him in multiple off seasons for a reason. He may not start right away, but in the same way that Melon Fonwill broke out in midseason, I feel that Betts will do the same. Add him in the truck. Interesting. You know, Betts is the guy they got from the Canadian Football League, who was the defensive player of the year. Really good pass rusher in that league. You know, this is a different league. We'll see how it translates. I think we're going to be talking about Terrion Arnold as a true lockdown corner by the end of the year, which will in turn help the defensive line get home. But I think we'll be singing his praises and wondering how Brad Holmes did it again. That's from Scott in Hazel Park. A lot of expectations are there for Terrion Arnold. I've been to every opening day since I was in the third grade, and now I'm 42 years old. When it comes to the streak, we talked about Cal Ripken's streak that started on July 1st of 1982. What kind of personal streak have you had? That's impressive. That's a lot of opening days. That's like, was it 39? Or not 39. Sorry. It's a ton of them. 34 opening days, it looks like. For me, I think it's Brian Branch for the second year, taking a big step forward. That's from Tom in Waterford. Okay, Tom, thank you very much. A lot of feedback coming in. I think the next line to be given the props will be Jack Campbell going into his second year, having a better secondary. The linebackers won't be asked to cover as much, and it really was the only weak part of his game as a rookie. That's from Matt in Redford. Look forward to seeing what Jack Campbell can do this next season. J-Mo is going to be no better than the fourth option behind Brown, LaPorta, and Gibbs. I'll be surprised if J-Mo has more than 60-ish catches. Okay, throwing a wet blanket on things, but that's okay. That's all right. But 60 catches is more than what Josh Reynolds got by a lot. In fact, it's 50% more than what Josh Reynolds had last year, whom he is really replacing. Josh Reynolds had 40 receptions for the Lions that last year for 608 yards and 5 touchdowns. You're going to tell me that J-Mo is going to have 60 receptions? Okay. He's going to have a bunch of yards and a bunch of touchdowns. It's improvement. But would it be enough to get that kind of high praise? Perhaps not. But I do think that that would be an improvement. Same sandwich from Guernsey's and Harbor Springs every time for the last 40 years. Ham and Colby on white with mayo. Well, I don't know if I'd call that I guess it's a streak. I guess if every time you go up north that you're going to have the same sandwich from the same place, it's a 40-year streak, but it's not like you did it every day for 40 years, but it's every trip up there, 40 years. I suppose I got some kind of streak going with East Lansing and Jersey Giant, but it's not 40 years. The Lions are loaded. Holmes has done an incredible job. I look for the secondary players to have a big year. Branch and Ify Melifonwu. Let's go, Paul in Shelby. All right, thank you very much for the texts. So I saw this story. It was a tweet that I saw yesterday, and it was from Brett McMurphy. And he said, Costco is selling discounted college football tickets. Sure, why not? Baylor, Indiana, Louisville, Minnesota, Nevada, Rutgers, Tulane, and Virginia selling two tickets anywhere from $65.99 to $99.99 for home games through the Membership Warehouse Club. So when I saw the story, I sent out a tweet that said, do you find this interesting? Would you be more likely to buy discounted tickets while you're shopping at a Costco or a Sam's Club or whatever, you know, big place you have, your warehouse store you have? And the more I think about it, the more I think that, yeah, I think people would be more inclined. If you're going through the aisles of Costco and, you know, you're sampling different foods or whatever, and you're getting your frozen grilled cheese sandwiches, those are delicious, or whatever it is that you get there, and then you come across an area where you could actually buy a pair of tickets to see Michigan or Michigan State play one of their home games, would you be inclined to do so? And I think I would be more inclined. If I see it right there in the open in front of me while I'm already shopping and I'm already going to be, you know, busting out the credit card, I think I'm more likely to do this. King, I don't know did you see the story about Costco possibly selling discounted college football tickets?
I did not, but it doesn't surprise me.
No, and I think it sounds like an awesome idea. And I had some replies to it on Twitter, and Jason replied with this, which I think you would appreciate. Maybe at Fast AF, but I'm not waiting in any Costco lines. That's the story that you've decided.
Yeah, I mean, you can get in and out with tickets like that. I think that's part of our tag. Like, we got to do that. Did we just become best friends?
Yes.
First of all, I love Costco and the wholesale, like, you know, clubhouses, yeah, and all that stuff. I mean, my house is like 85% Costco, I think.
I've got a lot of Costco items in my house as well.
Yeah, my roof is Costco. But yeah, this doesn't surprise me. I think that you should open it up to things, you know. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I really like this idea. And listen, there are plenty of people that have tickets that they can't use, and they try to sell them on a secondary market. And this is just another way that you can do it. You know, and if they're going to be discounted prices, it's not, I don't think you're going to go there and expect to get tickets at a discounted price for the Ohio State Michigan game.
No.
Probably not going to happen. But if it's, you know, tickets to Michigan taking on East Carolina, then perhaps this is an avenue you can go to, or Michigan State taking on, you know, Central Michigan, whatever the case is. I do think that this is going to be a new wave. If other schools are already doing it, I wonder how successful that, you know, when you look in the Big Ten, how successful Indiana and Minnesota and Rutgers have been doing this. We'll see. But interesting, nonetheless. We got a lot of replies to this. John says, pretty sure Costco was already doing this with the Pistons last season. I don't recall if they were or weren't. But
actually, I think if you bought a rotisserie chicken, you might find a pair of Piston tickets inside, is what the what the promotion was.
It's good rotisserie chicken, man.
It is. I mean, for the right value, there. The yeah. value is unbeatable.
It's right there.
And get a pair of Piston tickets.
Yeah, look at this. I get to see, what you call this? I get to see the Amish guy launch 3 points.
Yeah, Jebediah Flynn.
You never know if he's going to score 50. Yeah. If it didn't have some fees marking up the price, absolutely. That's what Jamie says. And then Dan has a quick one. No and no. Okay. So not into it. But I was curious if people would be more inclined to buy a pair of tickets to a sporting event right there in Costco. If you're going through the aisles and you see, hey, got two tickets to see the Tigers take on, you know, the Cleveland Guardians, and it's at a discounted price, would you be more inclined to buy it because you see it right there while you're doing your shopping? Or were you just like, what are you doing? Costco, stop. You're going too far.
John from Lake Orion just texted us. I'd be more inclined to buy tickets if the cashier just sprung it on you, like when you're checking out, like they do with stamps. And also, would you like a pair of tickets to Rutgers, Michigan?
Oh, sure. Sounds delicious. Two or four. Is there parking? There is not. I don't know. I'll have to think about that while you're checking out, sir.